This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A particularly great day if you like to hear a bitter argument on the part of our elected representatives. That's what's going on right now with the House Judiciary Committee. They've gotten hold of Attorney General Bill Barr, and they saved up on a whole range of topics to try to slam the Attorney General of the United States, our top law enforcement officer. How is he doing? What is he facing? We will play you some highlights and lowlights of his testimony before the House Judiciary Committee. A lot of it centered on the president's response and the way that Attorney General Barr has implemented it, the president's response to the violence that has spread all across American cities. That violence, we are told by a very controversial columnist, that violence, says Kathy Kirsten, is actually part of a new religion, a puritanical religion, a fanatical religion, a religion of wokeness. She has now been hit back by some letters basically asking that she be fired. Okay, what is her response? And what does she mean when she talks about this rise of a new radical American religion? We'll be speaking to the columnist herself from Minnesota. We'll also be talking about the Seattle police chief, black, female, capable, who has informed city business owners and residents when it comes to dealing with violent mobs, you're on your own. Why? Because the police are unwilling to do their job? No, because the city council has passed legislation that won't allow them to do their job. And also, why is supporting Biden, according to one of Bernie Sanders' most high-ranking supporters and most visible supporters, Senator Nina Turner, a state senator from Ohio? She says supporting Biden is like eating a bowl of, well, you can't say it. It's one of those seven words. She says a bowl of, no, it's not cherries. No, it's not chocolate. Yes, it is something that is the same color as chocolate, at least often. We will try to figure out what it is exactly that Nina Turner means a little bit later in the show. Okay, first up, the Barr hearings, which have been explosive. And I've got to tell you, he handles this kind of thing very well. I do think that he does. And I don't agree with Attorney General Barr on everything. But when he's up against the likes of Jerry Nadler, or he's up against the likes of particularly Pramila Jayapal or Ted Lieu, or people like that on the extreme left. Pramila Jayapal, by the way, she was very upset because Debbie Lesko, a Republican congresswoman from Arizona, had mispronounced her name and it said Jayapal. Jayapal. This is like, remember when Barbara Boxer, she had been called Ms. Boxer by a general, and she was very insistent that he call her Senator Boxer. Okay. All of this is going on right now in the House Judiciary Committee hearings with 40 members. Yeah, that's right, 40 members. And they're spread out. It actually looks like a Kafka movie adaptation because they're so spread out because they have to be socially distanced from one another. They're wearing masks. They're sitting there. So there's several panels at different heights, and it looks like it's actually a heavenly tribunal. Or maybe a hellish tribunal. But Bill Barr, addressed that group of august members of the House of Representatives by describing what's really involved with the current violence in Portland, Oregon. Listen.
I want to address a different breakdown in the rule of law that we've witnessed over the past 2 months. In the wake of George Floyd's death, violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests to wreak senseless havoc and destruction on innocent victims. The current situation in Portland is a telling example. Every night for the past 2 months, a mob of hundreds of rioters have laid siege to the federal courthouse and other nearby federal property. The rioters have come equipped for fight, armed with powerful slingshots, tasers, sledgehammers, saws, knives, rifles, and explosive devices. Inside the courthouse are a relatively small number of federal law enforcement personnel charged with a defensive mission to protect the courthouse. What unfolds nightly around the courthouse cannot reasonably be called protest. It is, by any objective measure, an assault on the government of the United States. As elected officials of the federal government, every member of this committee, regardless of your political views or your feelings about the Trump administration, should condemn violence against federal officers and the destruction of federal property. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Isn't that self-evidently true? And the descriptions, there are more details coming in about what happened over the weekend, what happened last night in various places. This is spreading across the country. And what's amazing here, and it's going to have electoral consequences, and it should have electoral consequences, most of the Democrats on the committee are clearly on the side of the demonstrators, are clearly on the side of the rioters. I mentioned to you yesterday, and it's something that, honest to goodness, people should take up, explain it to your friends. There is no such thing as a peaceful protest. Peaceful means tranquil. It means basically calmed down. It means you can have a peaceful yoga conclave. You can have a peaceful picnic. You can't have a peaceful protest. Dr. King, by the way, would agree. He believed in nonviolent protest. This isn't even that. But the idea of a peaceful protest, of a protest that is there to try to increase the peace, protests aren't, the purpose of them isn't to promote tranquility. It isn't to promote understanding. It's to make trouble. And I know John Lewis said, good trouble, good trouble. Okay, if it is nonviolent, maybe you have a chance at the good trouble, but when it becomes violent, as it has in Seattle and in Portland and in New York and in Austin, Texas, where somebody died, and literally across the country, this is not good trouble. This is just nonsense. Jerry Nadler had this to say about the protesters, and it's remarkable. This is the chair of the House Judiciary Committee, the gentleman from New York.
And the protesters aren't mobs. They are mothers and veterans and mayors. In this moment, real leadership would entail de-escalation, collaboration, and looking for ways to peaceably resolve our differences. Instead, you use pepper spray and truncheons on American citizens. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Can I just say, Mr.
Shame on you.
Can I just
My
say,
time has expired.
Okay, and this is typical of the way this proceeded. He wanted a chance to respond, and the only way he would get a chance to respond is that when they turn it over to one of the Republicans who was supposed to question him, the Republican Wilson give the Attorney General of the United States the courtesy of actually offering some response. I do not understand what the Democrats think they can possibly gain politically by aligning themselves with the radicals, with the anarchists, with the creeps and losers who are in the streets and committing this violence. In fact, there's an amazing story about a federal agent in Portland who happens to be African-American. He was called the N-word. Oh, no, not by another agent. Called an N-word by one of these peaceful protesters. So what happens? We'll tell you and more on the MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Unbelievable to me is the just stupid political malpractice. I mean, yesterday I shared with you almost an entire column because it was so excellent by Ted Van Dyke, who is a lifelong Democrat. He was a very close aide. He was one of the people who ran the Walter Mondale campaign. Okay, that campaign didn't do very well. But the Walter Mondale campaign, well, it carried his home state of Minnesota by 0.1% against Ronald Reagan. But Ted Van Dyke, lifelong Democrat. And he writes that the Democrats are defending disorder. They're defending violent protesters. They're defending people who hate America, who hate our institutions, who hate the police. Most Americans, including most African Americans, do not hate the police. And this radical insanity that is going on in this country right now is just beyond belief. And see, they have lots of things they could talk to Attorney General Barr about. They could indicate that, yes, we have some support for your efforts to try to bring calm back to American cities. But, oh, no, they want to bring up other things. For instance, a major league silly person. I don't want to use a harsher word than that. But Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee, was a very, very liberal Democrat on the House Judiciary Committee, thought this was a perfect opportunity to get to the bottom of Jeffrey Epstein's death. Listen.
You've gone through the Fifth Amendment and due process and just negated it. And the Tenth Amendment, which leaves general policing to the law enforcement, to the states, has been forgotten. Maybe what happened was your secret police were poorly trained, just like your Bureau of Prisons guards were poorly trained and allowed the most notorious inmate in our nation's last several years, Jeffrey Epstein, to conveniently commit suicide. Sad.
Okay, what does that have to do with anything? And we'll find out what Ghislaine Maxwell has to say, because I think she'll be fairly carefully watched against suicide. Tom McClintock is one of the Republicans on the committee, and I've known Tom McClintock for years. He's a, believe it or not, a conservative Republican from California. And he spoke to Attorney General Bill Barr about this whole contradiction in terms of peaceful protests. I mean, I was led to that because there was a thing in ABC where they said the protests began peacefully, but then intensified. Okay, it's not a peaceful beginning if intensifying its peacefulness means that you're throwing rocks and bottles and slingshots and firecrackers and lasers shown into eyes. Here is Tom McClintock talking earlier this morning to Attorney General Bill Barr before the House Judiciary Committee. Listen.
A term we keep hearing from the left is, oh, these are mostly peaceful protests, mostly peaceful. It seems to me that you either are or you're not. Calling what's happening in our cities mostly peaceful protests is a lot like calling Scott Peterson a mostly faithful husband or Al Capone a mostly law-abiding businessman. There is a constitutional right to peaceably assemble. Where does that right stop?
When it becomes violence, criminal activity. You know, and that's the challenge here. I mean, you have a lot of people who are out protesting and demonstrating, and that's important First Amendment activity that we believe strongly in and try to protect. The particular violent opportunists that are involved here get into those crowds and then start engaging in very violent activity and hijack it. And a lot of protesters have been telling law enforcement and providing information to us about these people who are not with them. They're not demonstrators, but they're coming in. And a lot of the demonstrators leave when that happens because they see what's happening themselves.
Would you call that violence a myth?
Gentlemen's time.
No.
No, there is no violence a myth, nor is this a myth. I have not heard this challenged at all. There is a report that and this from the Washington Times, a Homeland Security agent deployed to help quell the violent demonstrations in Portland says that protesters shouted a racial epithet at a black Federal Protective Service officer providing security at the courthouse. Okay? And this is reported by Todd Benzman. The agent who was talking about this encounter, said, I'm seeing, I'm just going to read you his words, because his words are colorful. And they help to capture exactly what is going on here. I'm seeing African-American Federal Protective Services inspectors, 20 years law enforcement officer, being called the N-word to their face for the first time in their career by a scrawny, pasty, white, booger-eating, communist S-head, is what the agent said. Can you imagine if this weren't a left-wing demonstrator? What a big deal this would be. But basically, they're demonstrating for Black Lives Matter, but they don't think Black Lives Matter if you happen to be a black law enforcement official. Regarding injuries to agents, I personally saw an agent get hit in the leg with a bottle and limp back from the skirmish line. This is what this agent said. I saw video of another agent hit similarly limp back. One DHS law enforcement officer had irritant thrown on his arms, which turned them red and caused a burn. Another guy had a firework explode directly on his chest. The use of fireworks has increased every night. Who's buying them? I mean, is that what they're going to use, their big new bonus checks from the government that are supposed to be coming through again? They're now talking about another $1,200. You know how many people got that $1,200 last time? 159 million. Yeah, it's half the Americans. And apparently the same people who got it last time, you're going to get it again. The agent said there's been no report of the actual use of firearms, though Portland police yesterday released a photo of the contents of a bag found in a city park showing prepared Molotov cocktails and loaded ammunition magazines intended for a rifle. I don't think this was for the purposes of hunting in a city park. Bob Barr talking about the idea that a peaceful protest is like what? A peaceful. When we come back, there's more debate with Bill Barr. And by the way, I apologize for calling him Bob Barr. Bob Barr is another guy entirely. He's a former congressman from Georgia who's gone off the deep end into the Libertarian Party, but that's another story. There is also another story about gun myths about Chicago and new polling that shows a mixed report. How? We'll get to all that on the Medved Show coming up.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith?
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As a trial involving 30,000 people continues for a coronavirus vaccine, leading infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's no political pressure to get a coronavirus vaccine approved quickly.
Well, certainly there are no corners being cut, John. I'll guarantee you that. Safety is very important. What we're doing is not compromising safety and certainly not compromising scientific integrity. We, in fact, briefed the president today about this. in the Oval Office, and there is no political pressure that I've seen at all to move quickly.
Attorney General Bill Barr continuing to testify before a Democratic-led House hearing. Things getting a bit testy as New York Democratic leader and chairman of that committee, Jerry Nadler, without proof, is accusing the president of using federal law enforcement agents as a prop to help his reelection. This is USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved show. Eric Swalwell, the hot dog Democratic congressperson from California. Honestly, Eric Swalwell did not cover himself with glory in a short-lived presidential race. Remember him? He was one of the most obnoxious people on a debate stage crowded with obnoxious people. Well, okay, he's back in Congress. He just tweeted about Bill Barr. And he said Barr just testified that he doesn't read Trump's tweets. And he says he's either lying or he's grossly negligent. Which is it? Okay, why is it grossly negligent? Why is it part of the Attorney General's job to read the president's tweets? By the way, there are an awful lot of them. I mean, the president has been tweeting prodigiously. we're talking about hundreds of tweets per week. And yes, that can take a long period of time. I'm glad the Attorney General is actually doing his job. I mean, in other words, is Congressman Swalwell saying that Bill Barr should spend more of his time reviewing the president's tweets? Really? He doesn't have enough to do? Well, one thing he has to do is to take on people like Ted Lieu, the Democrat from Beverly Hills, who member of Congress from California, and he was particularly obnoxious and not even giving Bill Barr a chance to respond to his questions. And it sounded like this.
The probable cause has to be particularized to a particular person. So if a protester was merely standing around in a crowd in the vicinity of someone else suspected of criminal activity, you cannot arrest that peaceful protester. In other words, there's no such thing as probable cause by mere association, correct?
Well, not strictly, but I'll say that, you know, you do need particularized probable cause.
Okay. And if there's no probable cause,
if someone jumps into a getaway car and there are three or four people in there, that might be enough to give you probable cause, just those circumstances. You don't need it on each individual.
Reclaim my time, Mr. Attorney General.
Okay. And then Bill Barr explains about this whole concept of probable cause. Listen.
Based on my general understanding, what had happened was that when they tried to effectuate arrests of the ringleaders or the people who were engaged in violence or that they saw with lasers and so forth, and they went out, they were immediately swarmed by people in black, and there was a lot of violence, so they couldn't effectuate the arrest. So the modus operandi was changed, and based on specific information as to individuals who were seen doing things and identified, they later tried to pick them up when there was less of a risk of this kind of mob response. The fact that if you have information that someone has a laser and is using it and later pick them up and he doesn't have it, it doesn't mean that there wasn't probable cause. It means he doesn't have the laser. The question is, you know, was it reasonable for you to rely on the information that you had and the identification of that individual? In some cases, it could be a misidentification. In other cases, it could be the person, you know, ditched the laser. So there is a distinction between whether the person ultimately can be shown to have violated the law and whether there was probable cause for the police to make the inquiry and take them and interrogate them or ask them questions at least.
Okay, and that's Attorney General Bill Barr. The situation with the violence of these so-called peaceful protests. In Seattle over the weekend, there were 59 police officers reported injured. And one of them pretty seriously hospitalized. This thing with lasers can cause permanent vision damage. Blindness, partial blindness. Pramila Jayapal from downtown Seattle, that's what she represents, was perhaps the most aggressive, most hostile of all the members of Congress questioning Attorney General Barr. Listen.
Understanding that no tear gas was used on Monday, June 1st.
Mr. Barr, that is a semantic distinction that has been proven false by many fact checkers.
How is it semantic? How is it semantic? Tear gas is a particular comms, a particular...
You talked about chemical irritants, and it has been proven false by reports. So just answer the question. Do you think that it's appropriate at Lafayette Park to pepper spray, tear gas, and beat protesters and injure American citizens?
Well, I don't accept your characterization of what happened, but as I explained, the effort there was...
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no, so let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper.
Oh, release the Kraken. Pramila Jayapal is starting to lose her temper. Listen.
Mr. Barr, this is my time, and I control it. You are aware of certain kinds of protesters, but in Michigan, when protesters carry guns and Confederate flags and swastikas and call for the governor of Michigan to be beheaded and shot and lynched, somehow you're not aware of that. Somehow you didn't know about it, so you didn't send federal agents in to do to the president's supporters what you did to the president's protesters. In fact, you didn't put pepper balls on those protesters. So the point I'm trying to make here,
pepper
Mr. Barr,
balls.
That I think is very important for the country to understand, is that there is a real discrepancy in how you react as the Attorney General, the top cop in this country, when white men with swastikas storm a government building with guns. There is no need for the president to, quote, activate you because they're getting the president's personal agenda done.
Okay. She's accusing the Nazis and crazies and white supremacists who did demonstrate shamefully and did take extreme stands in Michigan. She's accusing them of doing the president's personal agenda. He explained very well. He is Attorney General of the United States, not Attorney General of the state of Michigan. It's the job to deal with those Michigan protesters of the local law enforcement, and they did a pretty good job. And nothing bad happened. There was no destruction of property. I don't believe that anyone was injured in Michigan. All of those things have happened now across the country in left-wing cities where the police are not capable of dealing with it. And this is Jayapal going on. Listen.
But when black people and people of color protest police brutality, systemic racism, and the president's very own lack of response to those critical issues, then you forcibly remove them with armed federal officers, pepper bombs, because they are considered terrorists by the president. You take an aggressive approach to Black Lives Matter protests, but not to right-wing extremists threatening to lynch a governor if it's for the Trump's, if it's for the president's benefit. Did I get it right, Mr. Barr?
I have responsibility for the federal government, and the White House is the seat of the
executive
branch.
Mr. Barr, let me just make it clear. You are supposed to represent
authorities
the people
can handle,
of the United States of America, not violate people's First Amendment rights. You are supposed to uphold democracy and secure equal justice under the law, not violently dismantle certain protesters based on the president's personal agenda.
General Lady's time has expired.
The gentle lady, there's a euphemism if ever there was one. This is outrageous. And you'll notice she says, she's implying he's a racist because he had a different stand for black demonstrators and white demonstrators. Virtually all the demonstrators in Portland and Seattle, as she well knows, are non-black. Yeah, there's some Asian people. There may be a sprinkling of Native American people. It's mostly white people. It's white people like that described by a DHS agent who saw one of those. Well, you know what he said about the demonstrator who had attacked one of these career law enforcement people from the DHS who happens to be black. Called him the N-word. So who's the racist here? Pramila Jayapal, not her best day, though of course her fans will love it. So let's figure out what's happening with these peaceful protests. We'll get to that coming up.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where Clear Play comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, Clear Play can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com because Clear Play loves good movies.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show, there is a useful roundup of recent developments in Wall Street Journal, and they write that riots broke out again throughout the weekend from coast to coast, with violence and vandalism damaging more of urban America. Democrats and their media allies insist these are largely peaceful protests, so it's worth examining what really happened. On Saturday in Seattle, protesters gathered outside the juvenile court and detention facility and set fire to portable trailers. They smashed the windows of nearby cars and businesses. All blows for justice, of course. An explosive device gashed an 8-inch hole in the side of the Seattle Police Department's East Precinct, and rioters threw fireworks, stones, and other projectiles at law enforcement. In all, 59 officers were injured throughout the day, with one of those being hospitalized, the police department reported, and injuries ranged from abrasions and bruising to burns and a torn meniscus. Similar scenes unfolded in Portland as rioters tried to tear down the fence surrounding the Hatfield Federal Courthouse. Demonstrators threw Molotov cocktails Friday night. And after midnight, one federal officer took a direct hit from a commercial-grade firework. Another was hit with a mortar firework. And a third was struck in the head with a mortar firework. DHS says some 5,000 to 6,000 returned to the scene. This is Portland on Sunday. Threw smoke bombs and launched a roughly 10-minute-long continuous firework attack against the courthouse. DHS says at least 20 federal officers were injured in Portland. In Louisville, Kentucky, a black militia that calls itself the Not Effing Around Coalition lived up to its name on Saturday when a member discharged a gun and accidentally struck three compatriots, causing non-life-threatening injuries. In Oakland, California, rioters set fires downtown Saturday night, including at the Alameda County Superior Courthouse. In New York City, demonstrators defaced police vans with spray paint and tried to smash their windows while others lit trash cans on fire. Demonstrators carried out more vandalism at a federal building in Atlanta and a Fraternal Order of Police lodge in Baltimore. Federal officers protecting federal property are now the targets of demonstrators, not the instigators of violence. The real blame lies with progressive city leaders who have all but promised violent protesters they can act with impunity. Well, that's exactly right. That's why you have a lot of very peaceful, peace-loving, tranquil, healing protests that sound like this. Listen.
It is not generally speaking, unruly.
Peaceful protest.
Peaceful protesters.
Peaceful protest.
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 Peaceful protesters.
Okay, were they peaceful protesters down in Atlanta, where they were protesting the shooting of Rayshard Brooks, and they burned down a Wendy's where he had been asleep in the line to order? And also at that same Wendy's, some of the peaceful protesters shot and killed a little girl, a little 8-year-old black girl, who had dared to cross the barricade set up by the peaceful protesters. Is the description that I'm reading a description of peaceful protesters? Did none of this happen? Is all of this just made up? Well, you'd think so from listening to the Democrats today in the House Judiciary Committee. Portland recently imposed sweeping restrictions on when police can use tear gas to disperse protesters. Seattle passed a similar ordinance banning tear gas, blast balls, and other less-than-lethal weapons, even after Police Chief Carmen Best warned that such restrictions leave officers with no ability, this is a quote, to safely intercede, to preserve property in the midst of a large, violent crowd. In other words, she told business owners, you're on your own. She said the restrictions by the city council may create even more dangerous circumstances for our officers to intervene, using what they have left. Riot shields and riot batons. Federal Judge James Robart issued an injunction against the Seattle ordinance, and he's a liberal judge, very liberal judge. He issued an injunction after the federal government expressed similar concerns, but it's only temporary. Other Democratic-run cities have passed or are pursuing similar bans. The weekend's events, writes the Journal, were a deliberate assault on public and private property, law enforcement, and public order. Lawlessness begets lawlessness, and in recent weeks, we've seen reports of vigilantes and far-right activists joining the melee from Richmond to Philadelphia. Local officials are allowing this disorder to occur, and the more it is indulged, the worse it is likely to get. And that, of course, is the problem that happened in Charlottesville, which Joe Biden says inspired his entire campaign. In Charlottesville, there were violent people on both sides. That is unquestionably true. You've seen some of the video. And if you haven't, you should. Some of these people from Antifa are thugs. Were the neo-Nazis who were there, were they all peaceful protesters? No, they weren't. Obviously, the driver who deliberately killed Heather Heyer was not a peaceful protester. And the truth of this matter is when you have a situation where a black female police chief basically announces, as she did in Seattle, she sent a letter to the city council. She said, you have left us with nothing to do. And by the way, they are in the process of trying to cut police funding everywhere. Now, this is going to be a very, very big question when they have debates in the presidential contest. It's the kind of question that could cost Joe Biden any chance of winning this election. If he takes the position that his Democratic colleagues took today in the House Judiciary Committee, he's through. Really, he is. In her letter, the police chief, Carmen Best, said, as city council's legislation goes into effect, this is banning the use of normal riot tactics to try to restore order, it will create even more dangerous circumstances for our officers to intervene using what they have left, riot shields and batons. For these reasons, the Seattle Police Department will have an adjusted deployment in response to any demonstrations this weekend. The council legislation gives officers no ability to safely intercede to preserve property in the midst of a large, violent crowd. And by the way, we are talking about millions of dollars in property damage. I mean, right now, they're debating sending out another $1,200 to virtually every American earning below $75,000 a year. And should that money go to help people buy more mortar fireworks to throw at police officers? Should it go to help people who are dedicated to attacking federal property? I mean, this is one of those things where crime must have consequences. There is a difference between First Amendment nonviolent protests and what we are seeing across the country. So how is all of this playing with the American public? And what about the charge that people on the left, who, by the way, they have a new target, and this one, I think they're going to succeed. They want to change the seal of the city of New York. Now, sorry, I had been kind of unaware of the seal of the city of New York. It's the official seal. And it's shocking that it has taken the New York left so long to get hold of this issue. But this is one where I think they might win. We will cover that story. And also, what is going on with Major League Baseball? 14 members, 12 of them players, 2 of them staff, for the Miami Marlins tested positive. And after the positive test, they went ahead and played a game against the Philadelphia Phillies with nobody in the stands, of course, just make-believe fans. The Marlins won, by the way, without those 12 players who have tested positive. I mean, does Major League Baseball have a future this season? We will find out about that. We will also find out about whether the third round of pandemic relief that is being debated in the U.S. Senate has any chance at all, or whether it's just going to evaporate. And then what happens? We'll cover that and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.